So God is doing something great here, and that's very exciting.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Well, I want to invite you to take your Bibles this morning and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Second Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading verses 12 through 16. Now when I came to you at Troas for the gospel of Christ, and when a door was opened to me for me in the Lord, I had no rest for my spirit, not finding Titus my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma for the knowledge of him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, an aroma from death to death, to the other, an aroma from life to life. And who is adequate for these things?
第十四节，感谢神常领我率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气，因为我们在神面前，无论是在得救的人身上或灭亡人的身上，都有基督馨香之气。 在这的人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那的人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能当得起呢？
Amen. Amen. Let me open with prayer. Father, we thank you so much for our time together.
父神，我们感谢你，让我们这一段的时间能够再与你在一起。
What a blessing it is to gather with brothers and sisters who love you.
这是多大的福气，能够聚集一些爱你的弟兄姐妹。
And I pray this morning as we look at what it means to live the victorious Christian life. That you will help each and every one of us as we walk through this life live in your victory. Thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, it seems hard for me to believe that at the end of July, I will have been your director of missions for 6 years.
对我来说，就是今年到七月的时候，我就是做这些差会的一个总监，大概有六个年头了吧。
As I shared, I represent or have the privilege of working together with 137 of the Southern Baptist churches here in Orange County.
刚才提过了，我们在大大小小大概在Orange County呈现大概175个教会。
During this almost 6 years of ministry, we have seen new ministries begun that have helped our churches. We've seen a success rate in our church planting go from 30% to 80% success rate. We've seen our annual meeting in November grow from 125 people to over 700 people.
然后我们在每月11个月的年会的时候，参加的人数从125增加到175。
And 2016 was our best financial year since 2007.
然后从2007年以来，我们去年就是2016年的财务的状况是最好的。
I share all of that with you just to share what a blessing that the churches have had in coming together and serving the Lord, and they've been growing as a result.
我这样跟大家分享，让你知道我们大家在一起聚集在一起，一起成长是多么一个荣耀的事情。But
as I look back on 6 years, there is something that I need to confess to you today.
当我回顾过去六年，我有些一个件事必须向你承认。I
miss being a pastor.
我非常想念我当年当牧师的那段时日。I
was a senior pastor as Pastor Yi for 18 years.
然后我是一个主任牧师，做了8年的主任牧师。
And here's what I miss. I miss having the opportunity to grow with a group of people and see them on a regular basis. I miss the times that I had the privilege of pouring spiritually into someone else's life and having them pour into mine.
我最怀念就是我在那个属灵生命这样能够帮助别人，同样也被别人所帮助。
I miss getting to know people on a deeper personal level.
我最怀念就是能够认识一个人，能够从最深度的能够认识一个人。
I miss walking with them in the celebrations of life as well as walking with them during their hurts and their struggles.
然后我也非常怀念跟他们这个在一起的度过他们的困苦，度过他们的欢乐。
The Lord has moved my family over our years of service to a number of different states, many times where we are away from our biological families. And the church has become our family. And so I miss the time of being in a local congregation.
我非常怀念我能够在做一个当地的一个牧师的那段时光。
I think the greatest call that God places on a minister's life is when he calls him to the local church.
觉得神对一个仆人最大的呼召，最伟大的呼召就是让他做一个教会的牧师。
But one of the things I miss is going over to people's homes and visiting them in their homes.
我最怀念就是能够到每一家去探访，然后去看他们家里的状况。
And one of the things I used to love to do at that time was to look at pictures on the wall. You know, all of the family pictures that you have, if you think about your houses, you've got your family pictures on the wall. I used to love to listen to the stories and look at the pictures. And I remember going over to one family that was visiting our church and seeing their pictures.
记得有一次到了一家人，他们在我们教会来过，就是做探访的，然后去探访他们的家庭。
And I noticed one picture of a young woman on the wall who was done up of very glamorous.
然后我注意到有一个年轻的妇女的照片是非常的，就像明星照那种的。
In fact, she looked like a movie star.
看起来像电影明星一样，捯饬的很漂亮那种。
And it wasn't long after looking at that picture that a young lady walked through the living room who was not very attractive.
Okay. 然后过了一下子，这位本尊呢，这个小姐就走进来了。然后我一看，这个本尊好像有点长得有点抱歉，不像那照片那么漂亮。
I had asked them about the beautiful picture, and they said that was our daughter Betsy.
我就说，请问这个照片里面这个美人是谁？她说我们的女儿Betsy啊。
And then I asked them about the young lady who walked through the room. They said that's our daughter Betsy.
然后我说，那这位小姐是谁啊？她是我们的女儿Betsy啊。
My first thought was they have two daughters named Betsy.
我第一个反应说，哦，他们有两个女儿，名字都叫Betsy嘛，因为两个人是太不像了。
Come to find out, it was the same woman as her picture.
后来发现，哦，原来照片人跟这个走进人是同一个人。
For the picture, she'd gone to one of those glamour shot places where they made her up and made her look beautiful.
照片里的人就是非常的美丽，像明星一样。
You know, it's safe for me to tell that story because they're not here.
因为他们今天不在这里，我觉得我可以讲这个故事，安娜，可以讲了。The
point that I'm trying to get here is that oftentimes we don't look like our picture.
我要所讲的一个信息就是说，我们常常跟我们照片是不一样的。You
know, that's true both physically, but it's also true spiritually as well, isn't it?
对，身体上是这样，但是灵命里面也是如此。
And this is where we make the connection with our text this morning because Paul gives us a picture of what the Christian should look like. The text that we read this morning is a text that's set in the midst of conflict.
这一段经文是在一个教会有些挣扎、有些困难的时候的所写的经文。
There were those in the Corinthian church that were calling Paul's apostleship into question. Even though Paul had been there for 18 months during his second missionary journey, there were still those that were critical of him. And But during his 18 months there, he had shown them the Christian life. He had shown them what Christian maturity looks like. He had shown them what Christian charity was all about.
在这18个月之中, 保罗的彰显的告诉他们, 什么叫做基督徒, 什么叫做基督徒的生命, 什么叫做基督徒的道理, 都给他们显示得非常的清楚明白, 但是他们还是有所质疑。
But over and over again, this church struggled with issues of sin and immorality.
但是这个哥林多教会是一再的有些犯罪, 一些道德, 不道德的行为的一些问题存在。
So in 2 Corinthians, Paul sought to give them a word picture that would help them understand what the Christian life is about and how it is that we live in victory in Christ.
保罗就再来给他们一个好像一个画面,一个图像一样, 告诉他们什么叫做一个得胜的基督徒的生活。
And the picture that he shows them, the picture that I want us to focus on, is found for us in verse 14 of our text.
这个图面的话,请大家看第十四节,主要是第十四节。
In verse 14, there's one important word in the Greek that's translated in a short phrase in the English. I'm not sure about the Chinese.
Boasting victory, something like that.
Yeah, the Greek word is triambuante.
然后这个希腊字, triambuante.
Whatever he said.
Whatever.
And that word in the NIV or the New American Standard that I read for you is translated in procession.
那但是这个新的美国标准圣经讲的就是说在这个等于胜利的一个得胜的一个游行。
But the translation that you have before you that's in English, triumphal procession, is a more accurate translation.
但是你们这边讲的这个是一个比较正确的翻译，就是在一个胜利的一个游行当中。
And for the first century Christian, that word, those words, would have drawn a picture, an image that people would have understood about what it represented.
对第一世纪的基督徒，他马上就知道这个是怎么一回事，马上就能够描解这是怎么一回事。
So the word Paul used here drew from an image from a Roman general returning victoriously from
battle.
So let me explain what that means. When a Roman army had won a victory, a runner was sent into Rome to proclaim that victory had been won.
当罗马的大将军在外面打胜仗了以后，他们会派一个所谓的飞毛腿，然后先去这个城里去报这个凯旋的信息。
Everyone in the city would begin making preparations to welcome the army home.
然后城里的每个人就开始起来做各种的准备，然后来欢迎大军凯旋归来。
And as soon as they heard, the priests would begin to put a certain type of incense into censers and would begin burning it through the city. So that it was simply by the smell that people knew there was victory had been won. Sometime later, the army would return.
然后过了一阵以后，这个巨大军就会回归回城。
When the army would make its way into the city, there would be a large parade.
然后大军进城的时候会有一个很盛大的游行。
And senators and dignitaries would lead the way of the parade, and all making their way to the emperor, to Caesar's home.
然后议员啊，这些长官啊，领导都会参加这个游行的队伍。 然后一走到这个凯撒那个皇帝那边去。
And behind the senators and dignitaries would be priests, and there would be trumpets, and there would be singers and dancers that would make their way through the parade.
然后在这个盛大游行当中，这些所谓的领导之后，就会有所谓的祭司啊，所谓的吹这个号角的，胜利号角的啦，有这些跳舞的，有唱歌的。
And finally, we come to the general.
然后我们现在讲到这位大元帅，打胜仗的这个大元帅。
And he would be in a chariot drawn by four white horses.
他会在一个马车上面，是由四匹白马所驾驶的一个马车。
And a servant would be on his chariot, holding a juniper wreath over his head, showing that he had won victory.
旁边会有一个奴隶，特别是举着一个用松柏做的一个冠冕，罩在他的头上。
But behind the general would be the captives, the princes and commanders of the defeated army.
但是跟在这个马车的后面是他。从敌方所俘虏出来的敌国的所谓，皇宫贵族啦、大官啦、将士之类的重要的人物就被。
And they were being paraded through the city to their humiliation.
然后他会就是带着这些俘虏在大街上游行，让他们觉得非常羞耻的一件事情。
In fact, they were going to be sacrificed in tribute to Caesar.
事实上，他们过一下子会被当作献礼，然后。祭祀的献礼献给这个宰相。
But everywhere the parade route went, these prisoners were led in the general's triumphal procession.
然后这个不管到了什么地方，这些俘虏就会跟着这个大将军的车子被他们带到各处去游行。
This is the picture that Paul paints for us of what the Christian life should look like.
这里就是保罗帮我们描述的一个图画，就是表示我们所谓基督徒应该过的是怎么样一个生活。
At first, that sounds strange to us, that the Christian life is not the general. The Christian life is those that are bound captive behind the victorious general.
我们第一个印象觉得好像有点奇怪，为什么我们这个不是像这个大将军一样，这个很威风的，而是这些被俘虏的？跟在大将军车后的这些俘虏呢
？And for us as Christians, Christ is the general.
对我们基督徒来说，我们的大元帅就是基督耶稣。
Now, does that sound strange?
对你们来说，这是很奇怪的一件事情吗
？It may.
也许。
It may at first seem strange.
也许刚刚听到会觉得有点奇怪。
But I want you to listen to the words or the titles that Paul referred to himself by.
但是我要大家注意一下，保罗他是怎么样称呼自己的。
Paul referred to himself in Scripture as a servant of Christ.
保罗常常自称为主基督耶稣的仆人。
He referred to himself as a slave of Christ.
耶稣基督的奴隶。
He even referred to himself as a prisoner of Christ.
甚至是做主囚徒的保罗。
When we come to Christ, we die to ourselves.That we might follow him.
当我们到主面前时，我们对自己死，我们才能够跟随他。
And in this, Paul's drawing a stark contrast to the contemporary understanding of what the Christian life was.
对保罗这一番描述，对我们现代的基督徒来说，是一个非常反常的事情。
He wanted the people of God to remember that we don't win the victory, but that Christ has won the victory already.
记得我们并没有打胜这个仗，是耶稣基督为我们把这个仗给打胜了。
And the only way for us to live in victory in Christ is for us to remain chained to His chariot.
唯一让我们能够保持一个得胜的生活的话，是唯一的方法，就是让我们能够紧紧的被绑在耶稣这个大将军的马车的身后面。
And thus, wherever Christ leads us.We follow in the victory that he has already won.
所以我们不管到什么地方，我们只要跟随耶稣的话，我们就跟随到一个他已经打胜的、获得的一个胜利之中。
But see, for Paul, that was not a discouraging message.
对保罗说，这个并不是一个让人丧志的一个信息。
As a matter of fact, for him, that was a glorious message.
对他来说是一个荣耀的信息。
Because he starts in verse 14 by saying, "But thanks be to God." That this is true.
因为他十四节开始的话语是说感谢神。
Paul was not saying that I'm a prisoner chained to Christ's chariot as a statement of remorse, but rather as a statement of celebration.
对保罗来说，被捆绑在这个大将军的马车后面，不是一个很丧志的事情，而是一个很兴奋、很得胜的事情。
You see, the victorious Christian life is not dependent upon me.
到一个得胜的基督徒不是靠我们自己。
I fail every day.
我们每天都会失败。
But the victory has already been won in Christ.
但是这个仗已经是打胜了。
And all we have to do is follow him.
我们唯一要做就是跟随主耶稣基督。
And we remain in His victory.
然后我们就是能够活在他的胜利的光辉之中。
This is a paradox that Paul offers to his people.
所以保罗这里好像有一个水火不相容的一种很有点矛盾的信息在这里。
So for us to follow Christ means that we're open to ridicule from the world.
对我们来说，追随耶稣等于是向世界公开于世界，受到世人的讥嘲，受到世人的取笑。
But for us, we are joyful celebrants behind Christ because we know that it's He that we follow, not our own ways.
但是我们内心是一种欢喜快乐，因为我们知道已经在追随在他的荣耀之中，我们在跟随耶稣的这个胜利里面。
And I think this becomes the fundamental misunderstanding for many Christians about what it means to live the victorious Christian life.
所以当我们想到要得出一个得胜的基督徒时，我们常常有这样的一个混乱，一种错觉。
I want you to stop and think about the ways people talk about being blessed by the Lord.
我们要想一想，我们当我们人讲到说，受到神的祝福是怎么一回事。
I remember hearing someone tell me, "Oh, Pastor, the Lord blessed me today because I found a parking spot right up front in the grocery store."
有人会说，哎，感谢主牧师，因为今天。神让我在这个market 前，市场前面找到一个停车位，太好了！大花九九面前有个停车位很难找。
Or they would say, "Pastor, the Lord has blessed me today. I got a raise at work."
哦，感谢主！你看神给我一个赐福，就让我在工作里面能够加薪。
Or I had a young lady come to me and say, "Oh, Pastor, the Lord has blessed me. I found a Christian boyfriend."
牧师，感谢主，他让我主让我找到一个基督徒的男朋友。
But all of those things represent our feeling blessed and victorious when the good things of life happen to us.
但是这一些表示说，当神祝福我们，一切都是很顺利的时候，我们觉得我们是过一个得胜的生活。
Has anybody undergone hardship in life?
里面有人经过一些困难的事情都有哈，经过一些很困难的事情哈都有啊。
So how do we have victory in those times? Or how do we understand victorious life in the times of death, in the times of loss, in the times of hurt?
当我们经过一些困苦的，像一些死亡，像一些困难的事情的时候，我们怎么能够还能够一个得胜的？
It is important.
得胜呢？
It is important for us to remember that the victorious Christian life is that which we experience both in the good times and in the difficult times of life.
得胜的基督徒生活是在好的时候也是，坏的时候也是。
Imagine this picture now about being chained behind Christ's chariot.
我们可以想象一下，当我们被捆在、绑在基督耶稣的马车的后面的那种景况。
As long as we're following Him and the sun is shining and we're standing on dry ground, we're singing His praises and we're happy and we feel victorious.
当我们这个天气很好，然后地上的土也都是干的时候，我们觉得很顺利的时候，我们可以赞美他，唱颂赞的歌。
But what happens when the chariot turns and begins going through the river?
当这个马车转一个头，然后走到了一个河川，有急流的河川的时候，又是怎么回事呢？
And the water's now to our ankles.
当水流到我们的脚跟的时候，
we can handle that, so we still remain encouraged and victorious.
对，我们好像哎还可以应付得来，所以我们还是保持一个很激昂的这个情绪，还是可以唱颂赞的歌。
But then the water gets deeper, and now it's at our knees.
水慢慢伸到我们的膝盖。
And we say, "I'm living the victorious Christian life," but we don't feel so victorious.
我们嘴里还说得胜得胜，但是心里不觉得很得胜 ，OK?
And then it comes to here.
到这里的时候，胸部的时候怎么办？
And oftentimes our temptation is to say, "Lord, I'm going to unhook here, and I'll wait for you on the other side."
我们第一个反应直觉往往就是说，主啊，我们现在先分开哈，我到对岸去等你好不好？
But we forget that God is growing us deeper in our faith in the difficult times, and He still won the victory in the difficult times.
但我们忘了神要在困难中锻炼我们，让我们在困难中仍然能够得胜。
The hardships of life are not a time when God is rubbing His hands like this and saying, "Oh my, what do I do now?"
所以当所谓的顺利时候得胜，不是说我们在这个搓着手说，哎，现在能做什么？
But God is as purposeful in the times of celebration as He is in the times of difficulty that we endure.
神的目的像我们在快的时候也好，困难的时候也好，都能够忍耐，都能够到底。
And the key for us living victorious in both places is to remember that as long as I follow Christ, I follow in His victory.
在顺时也好，在困难的时候也好，我们最重要一个关键性的这个事情要记住，就是说，只要跟随他，我们就能够长随长留在他的得胜里面。
I think where we get off track is we begin to think that it has to do more with me than it does with Jesus.
我们常常出了一个岔路，就是我们认为就是说，哦，我要做些什么，而不是耶稣基督已经做了什么。
So maybe we think that the victorious Christian life is about working harder.
我们常认为是做一个得胜的基督徒，就是能够更努力一点，多做点工。
Maybe we think it's about coming up with greater strategies or being clever in terms of ministry. But see, that's not following his victory. That's seeking to create victory for ourselves. This is one of the reasons at the very beginning I said that I don't believe God gauges success by size, but by obedience. Because no matter what we do, no matter where we go, Christ has already won the victory. I remember as a young Christian, first in college, that I struggled with this. And I asked one of my New Testament professors, or I was speaking with one of my New Testament professors, and I said, I wish I were more spiritual. I made that statement as if I thought spirituality or maturity was a genetic trait. You know, either you're tall, or you're short, or you're good looking, or you're not. But it was just what it was.
I'm sorry, I lost my track. Okay, 我常常认为就是属灵与否是一种好像 DNA 遗传的因子的一种特征。你或者是有，或者是没有。就像有人高，有人低，有人好看，有人比较抱歉。然后就好像有人比较属灵，有人就是不属灵。
So my professor responded to me just by asking the question.So why aren't you more spiritual? Why aren't you more mature as a Christian? So that fit right into my personality type, because I'm an A-type person. I'm busy and driven and can work very hard. So I sought to become more mature and more victorious in my Christian life by working harder. I volunteered for everything in the church except for the nursery.
So I just 拼命地做工，然后在教会所有的工我都做过了，除了这个育婴的班哈，小孩班哦，怎么讲？婴儿班。
Here's what I found out. My life was still unfulfilled, and I still wasn't living in victory.
我就发现，我觉得人生还是有空虚的，还是没有觉得满足。尽管我已经做了这么多的事情。
Because the victorious Christian life is not about what I can do, and it's not about what you can do, but it's about what He's already done.
因为所谓一个得胜的基督徒，不是因为我们能够做什么，而是耶稣基督已经做了什么。
So the challenge for all of us is not to think about me and what I can do, but to remain obedient and follow Him.Wherever he goes.
对我们的挑战不是说靠说我们自己能够做什么，而是能够跟随在主耶稣里面，然后跟随他看，因为他已经成就了一些事情。
Remember, Jesus has already won the victory.
记得耶稣是已经胜利了。
All we have to do is follow.
我们所要做的就是跟随他。
All we have to do is surrender.
我们所要做的就是降服在他的脚下。
That we might say, as Paul said.
就可以引用保罗所说的
that I am a servant of Christ.
我是神的仆人。
And I am a slave of Christ.
我是神的奴隶。
And I am a prisoner of Christ.
我是神的囚犯。
And I, thanks be to God that these things are true.
感谢神，这些都是真实的。
Because he's already won the victory.
因为他已经打胜了这个仗。
Begin to think about how what stands in the way of you living the victorious Christian life.
开始想站在你跟得胜的生活之中是一个什么样的障碍呢？
And we should all measure our lives based on this picture. Am I doing this? Am I surrendering? Am I following?
都应该以这些来衡量我们的生命，就是我有在跟随他吗？我有在做这些事情吗？
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning just thanking you for the truth of your word.
天父，我们感谢你给我们的这些信实的话语。
And we pray, Lord, that you will help us to be faithful, to follow you wherever you go. And to know that whether we walk through the celebrations or the difficulties of life, that you are with us and you've already won the victory. Convict us of the places where we stand in disobedience.
让我们能够在这个不顺从的时候能够批判我们。
And let us follow you with all of our hearts.
能够诚心的追随你。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.